Hello. Welcome to Matt and Shane's secret podcast. I have a sliced penis right now.
What?
How'd you slice
your penis? I have a extremely sliced penis.
What?
What happened?
Damaged.
Did you shave? Were you shaving?
No. No, it was a fingernail.
Oh.
Not mine. I was having sexual intercourse.
Obviously.
And we tried to do cool moves. Like we saw on the porns. We tried to do cool moves.
Just like a hand job?
Where no, where she was also touching down there while I was having sex.
Oh, nice. Yes.
My penis fell out. And I still thrusted. And it thrust into a fingernail.
Got the old cheese grater.
Cheese grated penis.
Oh my God.
What kind of slice you talking?
Bro.
Like fish gills?
A massive slice.
Really?
And there was blood everywhere.
What? No.
If you slice a boner, let me tell you something.
It's
I've never sliced a boner. This is the first time I've sliced a boner. Bro.
Dude.
It was a catastrophe. It was.
What, all over the hotel room?
All over. But, you know, you ever damage your penis when you're whacking off? Yes. We all have.
No.
Just friction.
You've
burn,
never
like
damaged. Yeah,
burn.
Friction.
Yeah.
Like a severe burn where it's like, that was too hard.
Not a slice. Yeah.
So I've damaged that, and then it doesn't hurt until you're done. Until you're done.
Right.
And then when you're done, you're like, ow.
Birds
all
red.
So this slice didn't hurt.
What?
And she was, I kept trying to go. And she was like, no, I definitely scratched you because I didn't see it. And then she was like, no, I definitely scratched you. And I looked and I had it in my hand. Just so much blood, dude.
Oh,
wasn't that a fun
shaft
start?
Or was it the head?
It's the, underneath the shaft.
Oh, man.
So
dude.
The bottom of my penis is sliced. That's a good way
like,
to start.
Like, was the underbelly?
Is the skin coming apart? Like, literally, like.
It's a little bit sliced, yeah.
Flayed? It's flayed.
It's a flayed penis.
You're a flayed unit. God. You're like the dudes. You got, whatchamacallit? It's not
flayed.
A circumcision. It's called a. When they cut those Aboriginal Australians, it's sub-incision. You got sub-incised.
Yes.
It's a rite of passage, dude.
It is a rite of passage. I do feel stronger.
You opened up. Yeah, dude, you opened up.
I don't know if
you
can
penis.
Tell. I'm much more chill and relaxed.
You reunited to your like archetypal double gender.
Oh, yeah. I have a pussy.
You got a sub-incision, yeah.
Yes.
I never understood.
And then you try to have male period sex. Like, come on, it's no big deal.
Exactly. It is exactly what it was.
And she was like, no.
Well, no. Once I saw the blood, it quickly changed
panicked.
To a panic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she, obviously, she was devastated. And I had to remind her it was obviously my fault.
How was that your fault?
Well, it wasn't hers. It was an accident. We were trying to do cool stuff.
Of course.
And when you do cool stuff, sometimes bad things happen.
Yeah. You're learning.
Dude.
But what's your timetable for recovery, you think?
Who knows, but...
Probably like 3 months.
I'm on day 3, no whacking
no
or
fat.
Ejaculating, so...
I'm
fucking pissed.
Should you put some Neosporin on it?
No.
That'll speed up recovery big time. Because I've...
It's a waiting game now.
True. I've cut balls before.
You've cut your balls?
I've nicked my nutsack.
While shaving?
That's an eternal bleed.
It is.
Yeah.
That goes on forever.
You have no idea.
The penis, I couldn't imagine.
A long slice on your penis?
How long? How long of a slice?
The length of my penis, so...
The whole...
Baby, scratch my whole fucking penis.
Yeah.
Damn, right, not on the head, though. Just right underneath
no.
the head.
A little bit on
you
the head.
You think you'll have a scar?
It might look
glands?
Like...
She got you on the glands?
She got me on the tip and then underneath.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Did you like
it's
it?
Not
be
a,
honest.
I did not like
did
it.
Did you like it?
I did not like it.
Getting sliced?
No, but my penis now is going to look... You ever see like an old great white shark? That's what my
is
penis
the nose is all
like,
chewed
just
up?
A shark, yeah. Like a line down the side of it. Yes, I will have a scarred penis.
Damn.
And that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
How was it before you got cut? What you
oh,
guys
it was
were
phenomenal.
Doing?
We were doing cool stuff.
So a little like handhold while
what do you
going.
Mean?
What do you
no.
mean? What kind of hand? What was the hand doing?
Well, I don't want to get too graphic.
Sure.
I mean, I have been discussing sliced penises.
True.
It's just a grip outside.
I was.
You don't want to get personal.
No, I was behind.
Yeah.
She was reaching down, touching herself.
Ah.
That's how I sliced the bottom.
Gotcha. I thought you were working some sort of like advanced thing where it was like she was gripping your root.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's also
yeah,
I was
that's
intrigued.
What I, yeah, that's what
oh,
I thought
no.
you were doing.
No,
yeah.
That's serious cool stuff. That's
doggy
nice.
Style sex.
That's cool stuff.
It was doggy style.
As you were doing doggy.
So
doing
I was dogging my girlfriend in this hotel room.
And
I,
ah, cut my
and
goddamn
I ended
penis.
Up slicing my dang penis.
Oh,
this is just good, easy listening
do you,
on
do you
your
think the
commute.
Neighbors heard?
The neighbors? Probably.
Oh, yeah. Screaming? Did you scream?
They heard me yelp. No, I didn't make a noise, dude.
You kept
it
quiet.
I'm a silent assassin in the bedroom.
So you got sliced and you're just like, I'm wondering, you try to get,
I try to get back in, dude.
You ever see when you pop a dog off another dog and it's still fucking up in the air? You were still air humping, dude.
I was.
You're like, let me fucking
in. Man. I can't believe I've admitted to having a sliced penis on this podcast.
You were curled up just like, I pull Jackson off Matilda every now and again. He just still goes.
Yeah.
I would think it would heal quick.
I hope
the peen,
so.
Bro.
Why not? I would think the body would be.
It's never been
fine tuned.
Dude, it's like a baby's hand. It's never. Yeah. You're not working with your penis.
Right. It's fresh baby skin.
Yeah, dude. It fucking heals super fast.
I think it might heal super fast.
Yeah.
I've had damaged penis before, and it does heal quickly. Never a slice. But
you can't
ever
have a penis down for too long. That's an evolutionary emergency. Yeah.
True.
Especially when the rest of my body's dying as quickly as it is. They're like, we got to get something out.
It's all hands on deck.
That's a fair point. I was thinking more like it's just this like appendage that like stays out of the sunlight, doesn't get much friction.
That's my whole body. I do scar. Like really,
you
easily.
Bruise. You do.
I bruise and scar like crazy.
You should get into scarification.
Maybe
instead of tats, you just like scar up.
I should start cutting.
Scarification would be nasty, dude. Or get branded.
What type of brand do you think I should get?
Black Fraternity.
The Omega or whatever.
Those two.
Yeah.
Noobs get be a noob. Dude, how dare
Gardini? What were you gonna say about damaged penis? You seemed like you had something to say.
I've been keeping it from you guys for a while, but I actually have a laceration on my penis as well right now.
What?
And it's been there for about 3 weeks.
What?
So you got that to look forward to.
How'd you lacerate your penis?
Self-inflicted.
What? Dude.
What happened?
Wait.
I think it was just irritation from masturbating.
Just repeat injury?
Yeah, dude. It's disgusting.
Like you got a callus on it.
It's like a scab.
Like
it's
when you play guitar with your fingers. Yeah,
exactly.
You got the old rug burn, bird.
You might have herpes from that.
That's not
from going down to the shore.
No, I don't think I have herpes.
Are you sure?
No, but I don't think I have herpes.
You've Googled herpes.
You might have caught North Jersey chicken pox on your penis.
No, I don't sleep with that. I don't sleep with that.
Is it an open sore?
No, it's like a
is it pus
little
filled?
Scab.
It's a scab like that you keep reopening because you can't keep your hands off yourself. You can't keep your grubby little hands off yourself. Yeah,
you should go to the doctor. Tell him exactly what happened. Be like, look, well, I'm
I've been feverishly masturbating, doc.
One time I did go to the doctor with penis pain, and he told me I had chlamydia, and I didn't. Didn't I tell you that story?
No.
Yeah, he told me I had chlamydia, so I told some girl.
Are you a wrestling coach? Is this who told you this?
No, it was the urgent care doctor. So it was like
that's our go-to.
A cool doctor and hot nurses.
Oh,
in the urgent care, there's always hot nurses.
And the cool doctor always wants to show you up in front of the hot
cool
nurses.
He is.
He's like, your small penis probably has chlamydia.
I don't know how you even got that, bro. I don't know how you managed to even catch that, bro.
Yeah.
So I had irritation in my urethra.
Mm.
And so I went there and I was like, I have irritation in my urethra. I think I have a UTI. And he was like, you're not a lady, dude. You can't get UTIs.
Damn, this guy was crushing you.
Yeah,
you can definitely get UTIs. Well, he's probably like, hold on, I'll be right back. And just ate a farmer rep's pussy real quick. Like, now, what are we talking about?
So then fucking, he was like, I'm going to test you, so piss. And then, but it takes a week to get the test back.
What?
He had to test me. He had to test me. So he's like, give me sample to test.
It took a week.
And it'll take a week. But I'm going to treat you for it anyway. So I had to take the antibiotics for chlamydia, and he gave me a shot for syphilis as well.
Jesus.
And then it took more than a week to get the results back. I was waiting like 2 weeks, and my penis still hurt. So I texted the girl I was sleeping with. I was like, you gave me chlamydia. And she was like, fuck you, dude. I don't have chlamydia. And then it was a big fight, and she didn't talk to me after that.
Damn.
Then the doctor called me back the next day and was like, you don't have chlamydia or syphilis, by the way.
Was it burning? Did it like sting and burn when you peed?
Yeah, he said. And then he said it was probably just from too much use again.
From masturbating too much?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. You had to have a doctor tell you to slow down?
No, well, I just like it hurt when I peed. So I was like, what the hell?
I had that for like.
How hard are you whacking off?
Yeah. Good question.
How
not
many
that
times
hard,
a day
dude.
And how.
What kind
What's
of lubricant
on?
Are
one.
You using?
I'm doing one tops.
No
well, then
way.
You,
two
not
on a good day.
No
unless,
way. What kind of lubricant?
I'm doing dries. That's why.
You're going just hand to penis.
A little bit of spit.
And you're
but,
circed.
Yes.
This is chaos.
I feel like you're underselling the amount of times per day.
I don't know. If I
I'll
went
do two
just
if
hand.
I'm pigging.
I caveman.
I do two if
that's
I'm pigging
tough.
Out, but one is
tough
standard
for me.
Practice.
True. I mean, No, it's not the best.
I don't know what to tell you, Matt. It's hard for me.
It's not the best. It's just
it's hard for me too, but I'm just lazy.
It's too pleasurable. The lotion takes it up a notch.
Guys, I have a fucking actually sliced penis. So
right now. He has fucking carpet
my
burn.
Penis, dude. He has a retract lotion.
It's a fresh wound, and so far it hasn't hurt too bad, except when I was wearing dungarees on stage. Then my penis hurt. But thankfully, it is the underside, so it's rested. The wound is hidden nicely by my sack.
You got the dragon. Someone got the
my giant, long sack and balls.
Big balls.
Finally, my big balls are coming to coming to help.
Yeah, dude. You got hit in the dragon's belly, dude. Right in his weak spot. I could talk about this for 3 hours.
I know. It's so funny. Having a sliced penis in the middle of doing cool sex. This is what we get for trying to do cool sex.
I mean, yeah.
I'm usually a regular sex guy. And then one day we were just, it was great. We were caught in the moment.
Bro.
I was like, do something cool.
Do something crazy.
I said, yo, do something crazy. We ended up slicing my own penis.
Did you try anything else before that?
Moves? Cool moves? Don't worry about that, Chris.
Come on.
Don't worry about me and my girlfriend's sex life.
I want to know what led up to
you. You did cool moves recently, didn't you?
No. No, dude, I've been...
You snuck out like a thief in the night, dude.
Hey, I had things to do.
Yeah, 3 in the morning, you felt time to do cool moves.
Like, I had to go to the dentist.
Yeah. Chris's car turned into a pumpkin.
I had to go to the gym and the dentist.
Chris turned into a pumpkin.
Stagecoach turned right into a pumpkin, dude.
That's it was an emergency.
You had to get back to the ball, dude. The princess was at the ball. You had to get back.
Wait, what time did you run off? You snuck
dude,
out of here.
It was...
Because I came back
good.
And all your shit, like, it was as if somebody had just left the living room. Dude, so I assume it was just
teleported.
It was not
seemed
good.
Like a game time
I was
decision.
Up to no good. I was behaving
badly. Donnie Darko wormholes from your penis.
It did.
Just fucking
led
impelling.
Straight to another city at 3 in the morning.
You should have seen that drive.
Yeah, that has to be a depressing drive as soon as you hit the highway. Like, fuck am I doing?
I was also...
What's that one song?
And you were
on the wheel.
You must have been hammered to make
this trip.
Yeah, it was bad.
Chris drank
bad.
And drive.
That was red hot loving, dude.
But I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at that.
Red hot loving.
But that took everything.
Man.
Yeah, that
so
was
you decided
wild.
To drink and drive to try to get some puss, hey.
Try
to get some milk and
that's
puss.
That's actually fair. If they're like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
It's an emergency.
It was.
What is it?
But yeah.
That's all you
I've always
all
heard
you
cops
say.
Respect.
Yeah.
If you tell a cop
I can't disclose what my activities were. Okay.
What are you doing?
I didn't do like anything interesting to me.
You didn't do anything cool.
Showing up drunk, showing up drunk with like a semi-functional penis.
Oh my god!
Hey,
yeah, it was
I'm
bad.
Here.
Yeah,
it's tight. It's a power move.
That definitely would happen. There's no way your dick worked.
Oh no!
That's why you. I was terrible. Like, did you guys fuck? And he was like, no. Dude, it wasn't for lack of trying.
Yeah.
Damn.
You road tripped and couldn't get sex drive,
just
and then
a road
you couldn't
trip
get hard.
To a face plant. Yeah.
Fuck.
I wonder how many times it happens to rappers who are like, it's 5 in the morning. Just dude, fucking soft, squashy bird. I'll keep it, dude, the different soundtracks you could have for that. I think Meatloaf, Anything for Love, that'd be sick.
And I would do anything. No, dude, I have no radio in the car. So
still,
my radio does not work.
It's just a dead silent car
ride. You listen to your
silent,
phone?
Yeah. No, normally I do, but this was a complicated situation.
Get a fucking
probably real Bluetooth. Sexual breathing is that's probably what was
no,
playing.
No. It was 2 hours of like this was a huge mistake.
Mm.
How long was
but
the
I'm
drive?
Out here. I'm in the middle of the ocean. I got to get back to
2 hours. What? You drove from here to
Philly,
Philadelphia.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
Philadelphia.
So yeah, there were other cool moves.
Yeah, well, not that cool.
Yeah, I know. You should.
My whole situation, I got full bush right now. I got a big bush. I haven't shaved in months.
Really?
Guys,
yeah.
We're talking about sliced penises and giant bushes. Can we get it back to our regular scheduled backs is bullshit?
I wanted to know how if you guys are bushing out or not.
I am bushed out right now. Didn't help with the blood. it turned into a real fucking mess.
It was like a head
yeah, it was a mess.
So terrible.
This is disgusting crud, dude. People are trying to listen to this. Gardini's got to damage urethra.
Oh, man.
My penis stung for a while. New Year's Day, when I was a youngster, I thought I had something, but I think mine was extreme dehydration. And I was just peeing out.
Yeah, that's what mine was too.
I was just peeing out like snooting. I was just peeing out Smirnoffs, I think.
Oh, really?
I was just fucking getting hammered like five nights a week. Yeah, I woke up and it was just like, I was talking to the doctor and he's like, bro, I think you're just dehydrated, Holmes. I was like, all
right. Yeah, it was another urgent care. He's like, dang, Holmes, I think you're dehydrated or something.
He's chasing, like, are you gay? I was like, nah. He's like, nice.
You're either gay or you have chlamydia.
What? Mine was pretty cool about it. He like definitely reassured me. I was crying. I was really upset. Really? No.
I've never had any really big dick injuries, to be honest.
I've had small dick injuries.
This is my first. Yes. Yeah, this is my first. This is my first penis injury.
Do you ever do a penis crash?
No, what's that?
It pops out. You go, just like
jam it in,
yes,
a lady.
Yeah, see,
that's what happened. Except this time, there's a fingernail there.
You had the mythical.
The girl always, that's funny.
What?
We both talked over each other three times in a row. it was like the opposite
of a harmony. Like, so what were we saying? I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was saying you encountered the mythical vagina dentata, dude. Yes. The tooth vagina.
True. She could have it, and she lied about her hand. She is a demon.
You got a rogue tooth in there?
The vagina dentata, dude. Folklore by the Native Americans.
Gardini, you like that one? Yeah, she's going to be delighted to hear this.
What?
About this whole ordeal.
Yeah. Well, whatever. That can go one of two ways. Sometimes they can get like, oh, you know, you're joking around. But you were just joking around about you getting sliced.
Yeah, my penis was cut.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hit you with that Hellraiser, dude.
Did you have to call for new sheets?
No, it wasn't like that.
Towels?
No, I was just like holding a fish.
Yeah.
I gripped it.
Tourniquet? You applied a tourniquet?
Yeah. I really did. I applied tight. Yeah, I was worried. I was like, no, it's not bad. And then I went to the hotel bathroom and I let go for a second. I was like, it's actually pretty bad. It's very bad. So, yes.
That's good.
Well, now you guys know my secret. I have a damaged
penis. Can you fly with a damaged penis?
I'm going to go through that
X-ray. They're going to see it.
Like, Jesus.
Sir, step aside.
Step aside. Something's wrong.
You're hiding something in your penis, dude. Probably thought a cartel.
If they do just randomly select me and they're like, we have to touch you there, I'm going to be like,
no.
My penis is actually cut.
You're not going to be able to go in the ocean in San Diego.
I didn't plan on it.
No, that'll heal it up, bro.
Take me and Louie, you're going to go swimming.
You might. Yeah. Dude, that'll heal you up instantly.
Yeah.
You need salt water on that thing.
You think salt water is good for my wounded peen?
Yeah, like I'm dead serious. That would heal it.
Guys.
You could salt. Dang. If you have some Himalayan, dude, you could, you know,
get I'm not salting the wound on my penis, man. You should work at an urgent care.
Oh, I would be nasty.
You'd be a great urgent care
nurse
doctor.
Practitioner. I'd be a good nurse, honestly. I'd be chill as hell.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't know if I could do that.
Would you get a cool sports team bandana?
Yeah.
Probably your birds.
I'm more of an anesthesiologist guy.
Yeah.
My birds, man, are looking good.
Birds are 2-3. They got to win.
Dude, I'm telling you, I judge how they're doing. Every Sunday, I watch people in jerseys walking around, and I can tell whether the birds won or lost. I'm like, all right, we won. That's how I tell.
Yeah.
This weekend, we won this week, right?
Yeah.
I could tell. People were jubilant in their gear, and I was they're like, happy. Nice, we got to win.
Gardini, were you excited for the birds?
I was excited, but I don't really follow football that much.
Oh, okay.
Just checking it out. But I was like, oh, maybe really okay.
I was actually, one of my things I had worked up, I thought you were going to be sitting next to me. I was going to smack you and ask you, how about the game? Like, yo, you see that fucking game?
You were going to smack me?
Just kind of like, yo, you see the fucking game? Not in a bad way, just fucking...
Yeah.
I've been working on myself in that regard.
Becoming a football guy.
I'm trying to become a man's man.
You're wearing the black and gray out of solidarity for the Raiders.
For Grood, dude.
You're wearing a Raiders uniform
right
now.
The Grood dude. Dude, they got the Grood dude in the email.
They got our man.
Did they specify what it was?
Yeah.
He had some
wild.
Were they wicked?
Yeah.
The one I saw Gardini pulled up on the way up here was he like laughed at a misogynistic meme. It's like,
no.
That's everybody.
I'll be honest. It actually read like when we got in trouble. And people were quoting us.
Yes.
Like it reads like that, where it's like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. What did he hit?
He called Roger Goodell a clueless anti-football pussy faggot.
Oh, he packed
on a couple of those.
Yeah.
He criticized them for forcing them to draft queers because they drafted
I saw that one.
Sam.
Yeah. What is his name?
And it just, it did.
Who
it
was
did
he emailing?
Bad luck that he had a gay player, the first openly gay player on his team.
I think he was emailing the GM of the, or the president of the Redskins.
The Redskins, dude, the president of the Redskins gets down, dude. He loves that shit.
Wait, so did he get in trouble?
No, what happened was Gruden's going
to fall on the
already...
sword. He's probably got the threads ready to go, dude.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Hotmail accounts, dude.
That guy was already under investigation.
Email investigation?
Yeah, yeah. The guy who worked for the Redskins. And then, so then all his emails became like part of the investigation. And then all of his, I guess this was the one guy, I think, that Gruden was dumping all this stuff on.
Yeah, Gruden was just venting. To his boy.
God, fuck.
He was venting to his boy.
So who told?
ESPN or the New York Times. The New York Times is such fucking cunts all the time.
I mean, dude, so that's,
God,
what I'm,
that's all they do.
Was there a chain email or something? Like, how, who got CC'd to the point where they're like, whoa.
No, it was part of like the discovery for the investigation.
Yeah, but what is the investigation?
Wait, so they subpoenaed?
I don't know. I wasn't able to figure
out. Yeah, the other guy's email got subpoenaed.
For what?
So then they found Gruden.
Saying, what was he like?
In his emails.
What was the other guy doing?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was just the Redskins being the Redskins. They just automatically were like, we need to see all
your
emails.
We're going to check these out.
But
what?
It's all BS. I wish they had this same intensity when it came to Hillary's emails.
Yeah, dude. That's why she had the private server. She was probably saying like, these fucking queers in the NFL.
Like, I can't, these
burn it.
Anti-football pussies.
Talk to Hillary.
Anti-football is the sickest thing to call someone. Somebody, you guys are anti-football. Matt, you're anti-football, dude. You're a clueless anti-football pussy. Anybody who's anti-football is fucking clueless. Also, if coaches are in trouble for being homophobic, every coach is fired.
Oh, my God.
The whole point of football is to prove you're straight. That's the entire point. That's literally from peewees. You're like, what are you, a girl? From the start. They're like, what are you, gay? I know. If you play football for 15 straight years, you're getting called gay.
Yeah, constantly.
For getting hit.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was just starting to come back around to how much I liked Gruden, too.
I like Gruden.
I spent the whole lead up to this release. I was just watching like all those Gruden highlights.
Faces. Isn't his son too? His son's in the league.
You're thinking Belichick.
Belichick. You show me Belichick, son.
Gruden. Yeah. Gruden also said that he lost his virginity to the Notre Dame fight song, and they're like, "Wait, you could hear it?" Because I think his dad coached at Notre Dame.
Yeah,
was an assistant, I believe. Either way, they were like, "Wait, you could hear the band playing?" He was like, "No, it was playing in my head." I was like, damn, Gruden.
Fuck.
I love you, dude.
Yeah.
When he was fucking for the first time, he was sitting there going,
that's not anti-football.
I bet when he hit he spat it up.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's not anti-football at all.
That's the definition of pro football. Well, the reason he was calling people anti-football pussies is because it was right when the concussion stuff came out.
Right.
So everybody was like, they were talking about like ending football. And he was like, dude, no way. I love football.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what Will Smith cracked
it. Roger Goodell is an anti-football pussy.
Yeah, dude. What the well, I'm still blown away by the fact that they subpoenaed coaches' emails. Yeah, I'm trying to find it. That's pretty nuts, dude.
Yeah.
They should seal that.
All I can find is workplace misconduct.
Jeffrey Epstein
putting that stuff
raped young girls and they sealed his documents.
Yeah.
Really?
We can't like Gruden call people gay.
Gruden should be allowed to call people gay.
It was when that first came out. He was also, didn't he call? He called some guy
Anthony or D something Smith. He said he had like lips. Like rubber lips, like Michelin tires or something. He was dropping heat.
He was able to dodge that one a little bit. He was like, no, I call people who are liars rubber lips.
Mm. He could have,
and that yeah, but then the rest of them came out.
Yeah, what were the rest of homophobia?
Yeah, but were they?
And then something about lady refs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was a meme. That was a gif or like.
By the
meme
way,
or something.
It's something every single football fan has said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Free Gruden, dude.
Yeah, dude. He didn't get caught for racism though, right?
He escaped that when he broke that tackle.
Yeah.
And then he got fucking trucked by homophobia.
You think he's done for good?
Yeah, I think his contract was worth like $100 million though.
So they're gonna pay him out.
I wonder if they are gonna pay
him out.
Oh, who is firing for cause or whatever.
Last chance. That's a good season of Last Chance U.
Dude, if he goes to fucking Scuba Tech down in Mississippi, holy shit! Please, Gruden.
He's about to get paid.
I hope he comes to Notre Dame. Notre Dame's homophobic.
Yeah, they'll hire him. Catholic. They have to be. by nature. I had a dude fucking corner me about Notre Dame when I was in Chicago. I was on a, we were flying back.
You were used to it though. You've been trained.
Oh, I was ready to roll.
Trained by the master. Dude,
he hit me with ND lax. I got hit with ND lax, dude. So this guy, we're sitting there. He sees Maya, like, you know, this guy's obviously a gentleman, and his wife and, you know, Brittany were sitting, or his wife, him and his wife were sitting down in a crowded rental shuttle. And he goes, ma'am, he gives Brittany and Maya a seat and he stands next to me. And he was like,
that's a Notre Dame man.
Dude, big time Catholic values. He was like, how old is she? I'm like, she's about 19 months. He was like, you got to get her into lacrosse, bro.
Really?
You got, as soon as you can, he wants, get her in.
Really? He lady, like, lacrosse.
He's like, dude, she'll go to school for free.
Yep.
He's like, you get them in early. They play on the elite teams. He's like, if you just get them in at 8 years old, the rest will take care of itself. He's like, full ride.
Lady golf, too, apparently.
Yeah. Well,
you're
going to
have free college, but you are going to have a lesbian daughter.
What?
Fair.
No, lax?
You're going to have a lesbian daughter no matter what at college anymore, so she might as well be able to fucking toss.
I thought you were saying me. I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean, dude?
I'm saying everyone. All of our daughters are going to be lesbians.
Yeah.
I mean, God forgive me, my sweet baby, what? But all girls are lesbians now, dude.
yeah, they go.
Yeah, every girl, yeah.
They have to try it out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, God bless them.
Do you think you'll resist it at all?
No, man, I'm not. Dude, I'm one of those dads. You ever see the dads with t-shirts? Like, my daughter's body's not mine to protect, and I support her.
Yes.
You ever see those?
No. Yes.
I saw that on Facebook.
Some it's guy, your people. Oh, it's God. The liberals.
True, really? It is the libs.
It's the liberals.
I've never seen that. Yeah, at the meeting,
if you're Republican, here says like you I'll can date you. My daughter, but I have a shotgun.
I'll shoot your fucking head. But yeah, the guy he was telling me specifically to stay
I'll
away
shoot
from
you in the fucking head. If somebody fucks my daughter, I'm gonna kill him.
Fucking shoot them, dude.
I'll kill everybody.
Someone fucks my daughter, I'll kill my son. My firstborn.
Man, I've managed to not date any girls with dads like that.
What? Protective?
Yeah. Alpha? Yeah. Like aggressive.
Yeah, I never
looking you up and down the first
sixth
time
grade. My girlfriend's dad was a cop.
Eesh.
He was pretty laid back though.
Really,
I just remember he was a big Dolphins fan, which made me laugh.
That's pretty funny.
He was just watching Dolphins football. They had like Dolphins memorabilia in the living room. We're in Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's a Marino guy.
Yeah, all the WAPs love the Dolphins.
Yeah,
Dolphins sense. And Cowboys. It's the WAPs are little name, greedy man. Fucks. Dolphins. They love the Dolphins for Marino, but then they're bandwagons for the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to stoke up ire on the Cowgirls the other day.
You hate